Today in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania's system for funding public education went on trial. For decades, advocates have attempted legal challenges that would compel the state legislature to put more money in public schools and give more of that money to low-income districts. WHYY's Mallory Falk was in the state capitol today to witness the first day of testimony. Mallory, thanks for hopping on the phone.
Thanks for having me.
So, okay, let's get people up to speed here. What is the Cliff's Notes version of the history of this case?
Yeah, so this case has been a long time coming. It was first filed 7 years ago, back in 2014, and a group of school district parents and a couple of statewide organizations brought the suit against the governor, the State Department of Education, and state legislators, saying that the way Pennsylvania funds its public school system is inadequate, inequitable, and actually violates the state constitution. And, you know, previous attempts to sue the state over how it funds schools have been dismissed, with courts saying it's really not within their purview to take this on. But this case, the Supreme Court ruled in 2017 it could move forward, and so here we are today.
All right, so opening day today in court, who did we hear from, and what were your takeaways from being there?
Yeah, so we heard opening statements from lawyers for both the plaintiffs and the defendants. And it really seems like the key argument is going to be over how you define a thorough and efficient education, which is what the language in the Education Clause in the state constitution says the state is required to provide. So, you know, the plaintiffs say that there are just these big funding gaps between the state's poorest and wealthiest districts, in part because Pennsylvania relies much more heavily than most other states. On local taxes to fund schools. And so, you know, the lawyers spoke about a teacher who's going to testify who right now is in a district where she's teaching from a textbook that was last updated in 1997. You know, according to that textbook, Bill Clinton is still the president. And they're going to, you know, she's going to present stories like that show the on-the-ground effects of these funding gaps. But lawyers for the defendants, particularly the Republican legislators, say that efficient and thorough education means that the state provides a free education for K-12 students, and it's currently meeting that mandate. It doesn't mean every student gets the exact same resources. And they also pointed out that Pennsylvania ranks near the top nationwide in the amount it spends per pupil. So one of those lawyers said the narrative that Pennsylvania is dramatically underfunding schools just isn't true.
All right, so this is a case in court, obviously, but it's also, you know, potentially a galvanizing moment for advocates who want to increase education funding. Was that, you know, also on display today?
Yes, definitely. So with the case getting underway today in court, there was a big rally on the steps of the state capitol. There were students, parents, educators there talking about how, you know, what they're calling this inadequate funding plays out on the ground. And so I actually had a chance to talk to a student who was there. He's a senior at Pottstown High School named Jimmy Chawalaporn. And he said he actually experienced this funding gap firsthand. He used to go to school in a wealthier district, Springfield Township. And when he was there, he felt like he really had what he needed to succeed.
But when I moved to Pottstown 5-6 years ago and went into their school district, the differences were absolutely there. From there weren't Chromebooks. The classrooms looked totally different from the resources that teachers had to make sure that the environment was proper for us.
He talked about seeing, like, you know, water stains on the ceiling and a railing handle almost falling off when he grabbed it, and that there was just this marked difference between his experience in the two districts.
Real quick before I let you go, Mallory, how long do we think this trial is going to last?
So this trial is expected to last between 8 and 10 weeks, so it'll be going on for a while. The petitioners are expected to bring a lot of witnesses who will talk about disparities on the ground, and so we won't expect. And then after that, the judge will take some time to make a decision, and so there won't be a decision for quite a while here.
Thanks so much, Mallory. Thanks so much for joining us today on All Things Considered.
Thanks for having me.